the 106th day of the heroic opposition of the Ukrainian nation to the Russian military invasion has begun. According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the Armed Forces of the Republic of Belarus practice combating sabotage and reconnaissance groups of a conventional enemy during the inspection of combat readiness. In Siversky direction, the enemy continues to ensure strengthened protection of the Ukrainian-Russian border and fire mortars on civilian infrastructure in the border areas of Chernihiv and Sumy regions. In Kharkiv direction, Russians equip their positions and mine areas to increase the stability of the defense. In addition, the enemy fired on civilian infrastructure in the area of localities of Stary Saltiv, Rusky Taishki, Cherkasy Taishki, Korbachkin, Asiyevka, Chepel, and Yudi. In Slovyansk direction, the enemy's efforts are focused on preparing for the continuation of the offensive towards Slovyansk and Barvinkov. The enemy fired on civilian infrastructure in the area of localities of Dibrivna, Komyshevaka, and Karelka. Using the results of the fire damage, the occupiers carried out offensive and assault operations near Bohorodichny and Dovank. Hostilities continue. In Donetsk direction, the enemy, apart from firing artillery along the line of contact, launched a missile strike near the city of Kramatorsk. In Severodonetsk direction, the enemy fired on Ukrainian units using mortars, artillery, and multiple rocket launchers. The invaders hit the civilian infrastructure in the area of localities of Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Privilia, Ustinivka, Hursky, and Katerinivka. The occupiers launched an airstrike on Tashkivka and carried out an unsuccessful assault. In the direction of the village of Katerinivka, Ukrainian soldiers also inflicted losses on the enemy. The enemy retreated. The enemy continues making futile attempts to find weak spots in the defense of Severodonetsk. In Bakhmut direction, the enemy fired on the Ukrainian positions from tube and rocket artillery near Komyshevaka, Mykolaivka, Berestov, Bilohorivka, Semihirya, and Mayorsky. Launched missile and airstrikes on Verkhnyakamyanka, Zolot, Berestov, Slovyansk, and New York. Using the results of fire damage, the enemy assaults the area of Roti, Mykolaivka, and Komyshevaka. In previous battles in this direction, the Ukrainian defenders inflicted heavy losses on the occupiers and the enemy was forced to withdraw units of the 1st and 100th Separate Motorized Infantry Brigades of the 1st Army Corps to restore combat capability. In the southern Bug direction, the enemy fired artillery in the area of Lyubimivka, Dobryanka, Bila Krinitsia, Shirok, Bereznihuvate, Blahodotne, Lyubimirivka, and Tavriuska. Over the past 24 hours, Ukraine's defenders repulsed 7 enemy attacks in Donetsk and Luhansk directions, destroying 3 enemy tanks, 2 armored personnel vehicles and 4 vehicles. The air defense units shot down 6 Orlan 10 unmanned aerial vehicles. According to the available information, the personnel of the 15th Separate Motorized Infantry Brigade of the 2nd Combined Arms Army of the Central Military District suffered significant losses in the fighting in the territory of Ukraine, about 800 personnel killed and about 400 wounded. In total, about 1,800 members of this brigade took part in hostilities in the territory of Ukraine. Natalia Tolub.